Very delighted to have today Sister Rebecca Blakely from Vision for Kids. Most of you have already met her and heard about her work in Kenya, or not her work, but the work she supports and is the administrator for in Kenya, Vision for Kids. Rebecca is from Northern Ireland, and she'll tell you her testimony and how God saved her in just a moment. She grew up there. And she went to school in the greatest town in the world, I tell everybody now, because it was a town I was born in. And she and I are County Tyrone babies, aren't we? That's why we're so tall. And Reverend McCrae and Reverend Aaron are so short, okay? We are the tall part of Northern Ireland, okay? We're both from the same county. And she went to school in Omagh. We're glad that she's here. She went to school. University in England, studied at Oxford University and read history there, and now works in London for the civil service over in the agricultural department there. I knew her dad 35 years ago. Now, she wasn't born then, but I remember her father. He used to come to where I lived, and he was an insurance salesman. He used to sell insurance. So that's how I remember him. And he did the great thing for our family. He managed to find my uncle, who was a confirmed bachelor, a wife. And we were always very happy with him for getting rid of my uncle. My grandparents thought he would never get married. So we have to thank Rebecca's dad for that. So Rebecca, without further ado, you're just going to come and share how God saved you and God has taken care of your life all of these years. Let's welcome Sister Rebecca.
Good afternoon, everyone. So as Pastor Paul says, I'm from Northern Ireland, from a little place called Clocker. It's right on the border between north and south of Ireland, and I did indeed go to school in Omagh. So all this week it's been my pleasure to be with you and to share about the work of Vision for Kids. And I thank you for your hospitality and for inviting me along to Singapore. It's my first time here, so I've been truly blessed by your hospitality and by being able to share with you in your anniversary services last week and also in church camp for the past week. So I just want to tell you a little bit today about my personal story, how I came to know and love the Lord Jesus, and also how I got involved in the work of Vision for Kids and how I ended up doing what I'm doing now. So I was born into a Christian family in Northern Ireland. Both my parents and my grandparents were Christians. So I knew from a very early age that I needed to become a Christian, that I had a problem called sin that separated me from God, and that if that problem wasn't dealt with, I wouldn't be able to spend eternity with God. So growing up, I was surrounded by faithful Bible teaching in Sunday school, in church, in children's meetings, and in after-schools clubs. So it was really through one of those children's meetings that I became a Christian. I came home one evening, and I was very worried. And my mum said to me, she said, "What's wrong?" And I said, "I wanted to become a Christian, but I wasn't sure how." So very simply, my dad helped me to pray, to ask Jesus to forgive me for my sins and to come into my life. And I did that, and I became a Christian that night. And there was a lot of joy in our house that night, and a few tears as well. I suppose junior school or primary school for me was a relatively easy time. Many of my classmates and a lot of my teachers were Christians, so there was a good ethos in the school. It wasn't a Christian school, but there was a good ethos there. But that all changed when I went along to secondary school. And there, very few of the pupils or the staff were Christians. And I found it much harder to adapt to this more secular environment. So I'd always been a quiet child, believe it or believe it not. So I just decided that I didn't really need any friends. All I needed to do in school was to work hard, to pass my examinations well, and then I could go to a good university and get a good job and be dependent on myself and on nobody else. So by and large, that's what I did. I worked, I devoted myself to my studies. I can remember at one time I had 3 class exams in one day, and I was so worried about this that my mum, she actually said to me, if you fail just one of those exams, I will give you £50. So, but I didn't, unfortunately. But then a couple of things happened in those years as I approached the end of secondary school. The first of those was that I got into Cambridge University to read history. And I thought to myself, this is it. This is all going according to plan. I'm going to get a good education and get a good job. But I was in for a bit of a surprise. So I realized very quickly that I was no longer the smartest person in my class. I was just a very average person among a lot of very clever people. And that was a big blow to my self-confidence. I think I retreated into myself even further in those years. And something else about university as well, many of my professors were atheists. They didn't believe in God, and they actively encouraged their students not to believe in God either. They said, this Christianity, this is not true, it's all a load of rubbish. So probably for the first time in my life at that point, I was far away from home, from the support of my Christian friends and my church, and I had to decide for myself whether I really believed that Jesus was real and that he was my saviour. So I'm grateful to God that he gave me good Christian friends in the Christian Union at university, and also a good church. And through their support, I came through those university years. I stayed true to my faith, and I graduated in 2011. The second thing really that happened in those years was that I found a job that I really loved. I had been through a couple of different jobs. So I worked as a cleaner in a hospital for a few months. I worked as a showroom manager for a company that sold kitchens. And I also worked in a chicken processing plant as a team leader there. But all of those, I didn't stay long in those jobs. And eventually I got a job in the Northern Ireland Civil Service. And I moved into an area that was sort of right at the intersection of government and politics. And for me, that was really interesting. I really enjoyed it. And that work, it was quite long hours. It was quite high pressured. But because I really enjoyed it, I didn't mind. I didn't notice the hours passing by. And I was working quite a lot. So for the next 18 months or so, as I was working more and more, I started to miss the prayer meeting, and I started to miss lectures. I was attending a Christian education course at that time, and I started to skip lectures. I decided I was too tired or too busy. I didn't have time to go. But then all of a sudden, things changed. My boss resigned, and I realized very quickly that the things that I had built my life around could all be taken away in an instant. So I think what those two things taught me, my experiences at university and then my experiences in my career, was that I've been trying to build my identity around those things, around my academic achievements and around my career. And both of those are very shoddy foundations. God showed me that he could take them away very quickly if I built my life around them and not around him. Something else that kept me grounded and gave me a proper perspective in those years was my work with Vision for Kids. So you'd ask me how I got involved. So I had a good friend, and he invited me along to, first of all, a fundraising trek in Austria. So I went along to that in 2011. And from that, I was invited to be part of the Vision for Kids team in the UK. So I joined and I became the Minute Secretary. And really in those early years, Vision for Kids supported a number of different children's ministries around the world. But we were really searching for an area on which to focus our specific attention. And God led us to a man called Samson Kangethi, Many of you will remember Brother Samson from last year. Samson lives in a rural part of Kenya. It's about an hour and a half north of Nairobi. It's a little village called Kiambururu. And I struggled to say that for about a year and a half. So you folks remember Samson, and you know the passion that he has for sharing the gospel with the boys and girls and the adults in his local community there in Kiambururu. So our relationship with Samson really grew over the course of a year. And from 2014 onwards, we started to work much more closely with him and in support of a local Christian school called Blessed Hill Academy. And the first mission team went out from the UK in 2014, and we worked with the boys and girls, bringing them the gospel, as well as completing some maintenance work at the school. And the sponsorship programme came into being at that point, and we started with just 10 local children, and they were matched to a family in the UK who donated money every month towards their upkeep and care. I took on responsibility then for the sponsorship programme in 2015, and I worked closely with Samson to provide updates on the children to their sponsor families in the UK. But I suppose it was really only in 2016, when I visited Kiambururu myself for the first time, that the importance of the work really became clear to me. And that visit, I suppose, injected new purpose into what before had really just been administrative tasks. I had the privilege then to go back to Kenya last year in August 2018 with a small team. And I know a lot of you were in the service earlier and you heard me speak about the sponsorship programme and about digging the foundations for the classroom. So really that's how I got involved with Vision for Kids. And I suppose my role now is just as a coordinator, I guess. I work closely with Brother Samson and Brother Fred Matua, who are on the ground in Kenya. And they send me updates about the children, and then I pass them on to their families in the UK. And you'll also see me sometimes. I keep you all updated on Facebook with the Friends of Blessed Hill Academy, the Facebook group. So, and all of those things continue. So Reverend Paul mentioned that I've moved to London in the last 2 years for work, but my role with Vision for Kids still continues, and God willing, I'll go back out to Kenya perhaps next year or the year after. So just want to finish, folks, with a couple of verses that are really important to me from Isaiah chapter 40. And the verses 30 and 31, where it says that even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Thank you very much.